This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Freed from millions of dollars in fines for holding to their conscience and faith, the Little Sisters of the Poor are back helping the poor, the sick, and the dying in communities around the country. But Tuesday evening, the sisters had to return to the spotlight as Knights of Columbus, the Catholic men's organization that paid for much of their legal fight through the Beckett Fund, gave the Little Sisters of the Poor the same award they first offered to Mother Teresa of Calcutta. The sisters' fight ended in a victory at the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this summer. A shocking study tells how legalizing its assistance has made suicide a leading cause of death in the Netherlands and Belgium. Media outlets are ignoring rates of suicide deaths, spiraling to greater numbers annually. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. It is becoming clearer that faced with growing opposition to abortion, the abortion-friendly PR machine is seeking to soften, one might even say digest, Christianity in the soup of abortion-friendly rhetoric. The abortion machine is weekly parading some would-be Christian who has made a so-called peace with the practice or advocacy of abortion and has forgotten, or has never learned, that the sacredness of the human soul makes killing a human soul always the worst option. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.